It took 0.3 seconds for me to realize what this is.
Really?
Welcome back.
Yeah, man. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Guy, you know, wunderbar. Yeah, I just realized I was putting the math together, and it's hard math for me, but it's been 19 days since we've shared a room together.
That is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. This is the first 45 I ever bought. Isn't that weird?
First 45? Yeah.
Isn't that sad? It's kind of sad, really.
Nah.
Well, welcome back,
yeah,
you some bitch. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. You?
You know, yeah. I'm living as that guy.
Still living?
From Florida, said,
sure.
Famously.
Plan on going to Cabo over the holiday.
That's right. You were going to go to Mexico.
And then, you know, what's the name?
What's the name? I don't know.
Hold on. What's the name? Oh, COVID.
Oh, I haven't heard of it. Is it new?
Yeah.
18? Is it 18 or 17?
So that happened.
Yeah.
And then there was a little more research done, and it turns out that if you get sick, you don't get to stay where you're staying.
Okay.
You have to stay in government housing for 2 weeks.
Oh, you mean like in Mexico?
Yes.
If you're there and you suddenly get diagnosed with it, they throw you in the slammer.
They throw you out of whatever
resort
you're in.
Yeah. I'm sure where they move you to is super nice.
Sure, the government housing.
And there's no way you would get it.
Seems
Nobody's
great.
Getting it.
Correct.
Yeah, so the likelihood of going to hell.
So I thought, maybe that's not the best idea. I don't know that government housing is poor in Mexico.
I'm sure it's real nice. As nice as the hotel you're going to
stay at. I know it's poor here. So.
Wow. So what'd you do instead?
Changed the plans a bit. Went to Palm Springs.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
You know what it was at Palm Springs? Sunny.
How boring. Were you here through
the actual
holidays?
I was.
Well, wasn't it wonderful?
It was so much rain.
You hated it.
I was so
dancing in the street. My neighbors
are
like, put some clothes on and go inside.
Which they say anyway.
True.
Whether there's rain or not.
Yeah, but I'm less likely to dance outside if it's sunny like this.
This I love.
Yeah, this is what you had out there in the spring.
Yes. Yeah. But
did you do any gambling?
Not great. I did not.
I did not.
It's a gambling free trip.
That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Especially
for me.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. It was great. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a great time. How about you?
Yeah, it was marvelous. It was nonstop
Give
fun.
Give me some details. What were the highlights?
You know, I don't remember. And those are always the best, aren't
Interesting.
They?
Interesting.
Isn't that always the best?
Are you out of weed?
Hell no.
No, I mean now.
Oh, you mean right
After
this second?
After this past...
Oh, no. Oh, no. I, that hasn't happened since the 80s. I've run out of weed.
Since you installed the safe.
The vault downstairs.
The stand-up vault.
Yeah.
Filled with weed.
Yes, exactly.
Where you just throw a match in and close the vault door and just sit in there for
and
a while.
And it just comes up through the vents.
Right.
Yeah, into the parlor. And we all just kind of like,
I really like the way
man.
You've arranged that.
Yeah, I start playing the piano really fast.
It's really nice. Let's talk about what's going to go
on. Yeah,
what
are you going to do today? Yeah.
One of my favorite topics in the new year is New Year's resolutions.
I have a long-standing tradition of not making...
Same.
Yeah. Isn't that unusual?
For a reason.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the reason in a second.
Good.
But we will talk about... And this always cracks me up because New Year's resolutions, it's a little bit more of a hardcore, I'm making a decision. This, I'm serious about this.
Right.
I'm going to start it on January 1st, which, of course, puts in your mind December 31st
it's
is the
be
last...
Like, whee!
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make it that far.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a hell of a lot of whatever it is you're trying to give up on
right.
the 31st.
Right.
Because
So we're going to talk about the shortest amount of time before you broke your New Year's resolution.
I do believe our own Marcy actually tweeted like the midnight 01 or
yep.
something. Already broken.
Yep.
Woo!
That's what happens.
I love that.
And that's what
so
happens with most.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
So we'll take your calls on that. Who ruined your holidays? We'll take some calls on that. I don't know if you saw the story about the woman. Remember before we went on vacation, the woman who sold farts?
Gas. Her own. You know what? While we were gone, basically, they ran the worst of the stuff we've done, which was super easy for them to find.
Sure. Right.
And that actually ran on Monday. And I have a little bit of the audio
Excellent.
Of her babbling about happy
Good.
Music and
Good.
Selling her farts and all
well,
that.
Well, there's an update, and we'll give you that here in a few minutes.
Beautiful story.
I just can't wait for it. It's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have no idea what was just happening.
No, I don't either.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah,
thumbs
hello,
up,
hello.
Thumbs down.
Hello,
thumbs
hello,
up.
Hello, hello.
Thumbs down.
Hello.
I don't know what was happening right
there. Is the caller there? You're
just
on from Poughkeepsie.
Just before the holidays, we talked about a woman who was making $40,000 a week.
Doing what exactly?
Selling her own farts. So
Say that again. Hold on. Rewind. People are not going to believe you. It's true. It's a fact.
she would sell her own farts. She would bottle them up, ship them out.
Man, that was a lot of money for each bottle.
Per week, yes, it was. That's true. Yeah.
It's almost as much as what you're paying at the pump. Damn, oh, no, it'd be
way more than
that. Exactly.
Way more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way more important gas. And we had this comment from her about people have questions.
And ever since my last TikTok went viral, I've been getting a lot of questions such as, how long do the farts last? Did I really fart 97 times in 2 days?
97, and big deal. I'm 97 right? times here on the way in. And I just love the music she's got in the background.
It is beautiful.
Really beautiful.
Who buys my farts and why? And what are some of my tips?
Your what?
And tricks.
Oh.
But as I like to say, one with makes memories that last a lifetime. Now, why do people buy my farts?
Because we are living in a completely insane time. Mm-hmm. I can't.
I honestly think it's because I have a really good personality and also because I'm hot.
There you go. No,
see, she was being funny because it's because she has a good personality. And then she realized it might be because she's hot. So we got the update. And the update is that she has to stop.
Yep.
Not due to any legal regulations?
Nope.
No laws being broken?
No mom or dad calling going, stop it.
No, you're embarrassing
For
the
God's
family?
Sake.
None of that.
Yep.
Actual medical issue.
So the gas that she sent to people.
Apparently she thought she was having a heart attack when she was trying too hard.
She even said in one of her little things here to not, if you end up selling your farts, which we tried over the holidays.
Right.
Did you get any buyers? Yourself, Kevin?
Yeah, I was out.
And I didn't try too hard. You got to be very careful.
Sure.
You know, because you could send something else instead.
Right. Which people would also buy.
Sure.
But apparently she believed she was having a heart attack and went to the hospital.
Right.
So then she thought, you know what? Maybe this isn't
Shut it down.
The way for me to go.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
So I would like to bring in on the Heineken 00 hotline, Dr. Carl LaBelle, and he is a gastroenterologist.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Very good. Thank you. Now, you've heard us talking about this story, the woman that sells her farts.
I did, yes.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, Ms. Motto is not my patient, obviously, but just from what the symptoms that she described, the pain that she felt due to a buildup of gas, because, as you mentioned, she's trying to create as much gas as possible.
That's right.
The diet that she was on would be very dangerous because it would cause that sort of pain. The average person is, flatulent 15 times a day on average, and she claimed that she was trying to do that 50 times a day by eating high-fiber foods and high-protein foods, very fatty foods, and that combination would cause a buildup of bacteria in her gastrointestinal system, and that would necessarily cause the pain that caused her to believe she was having either a heart attack or a stroke. It's not a laughing matter. I'm sure she was in a lot of pain.
Well, it's a little funny.
I mean, it kind of.
I don't think so.
What?
Because just judging from her appearance, from her symptoms, I would say she's suffering from something even worse than gas pain.
Oh, what is it?
I would speculate that she is suffering from what I call influenza, which is a disease that often affects people who are social influencers. They develop something I refer to as tick toxicity, which is their desperate need for cash and attention based upon their looks.
Right.
They're usually attractive young women who suffer from a variety of different complexes. One is called Kardashianitis, which is really
that's a serious
zero, really, yeah. For that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that one is rough. I do know that.
Narcissism, of course. They're constantly looking at themselves.
Sure.
Sometimes they come down with Instagramnesia, where they forgot they took a photo earlier in the day, and they put another one up immediately afterwards.
I have that one for sure. Absolutely.
And they just forgot that they put it up in the first place, huh?
Yes, they have lower levels than the rest of us of attention, and so they develop what I call look-at-me anemia, which is a constant need for attention and no real desire to produce anything or work in any field that would actually create an income and or do any good for anyone, really. So she seems to be suffering from that, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for her, there is a cure.
Oh,
it's
good.
Really simple. Get a goddamn job. Just get a job. Stop selling farts. You dumb bitch.
Wait. Doctors don't talk to patients like that.
I would. I'd slap her right out of my office. Dumb bitch.
Orange County's Joyous Wolf, that is fearless. If you'd like to see the video for that song, they just tweeted it not terribly long ago, and they are at Joyous Wolf Music. Hello, Kevin.
Fix my seat.
They were partying with you.
Doesn't seem to want to go out. I'm sitting on the ground.
I don't know what was going on in here on New Year's Eve, but things were
odd. I'm sure.
Which is awesome.
You have to rebuild everything from scratch. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you need to.
I have been told that so many times in my life.
Yes, but this, not this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
You and I are told don't do things, so then we here do things.
Exactly.
I'm saying just because you can teach a fish to drive.
You can?
Sort of.
What?
They're teaching goldfish to drive.
So it's not bad enough we have these new autopilot cars that are going to run you over.
Correct.
And kill you.
They have constructed fish-operated vehicles.
Where's the fish want to go?
Consisting of a water tank on wheels.
You're high.
And then, no, I'm not. This is for real.
Where can you find this
and then
story?
A gold, I'll post it.
Okay.
And then a goldfish, like, if it turns a little bit to the left, the car turns to the left.
Yes. Flying off the freeway.
Yes. So why? So stop.
Wow.
What's the why?
Wow.
When you think about a city like Los Angeles and the people here who can't drive great.
Yeah, and they're all transplants. So, you know, maybe it would be better to have a goldfish.
I don't know that we need to have goldfish vehicles.
Compared
because,
to them.
Like you say, it's a goldfish. It's not got a...
Want to go to the pet store?
It doesn't have a bucket list of things that it needs to get out and do.
I need more treats.
I really need to go someplace.
I want to go to the ocean.
They don't have the need for that at all. It has a camera and a computer that can detect the goldfish's position in real time.
You know, the most messed up thing about that is while it might be fun to be out in the middle of the desert and see where the goldfish takes you, it has no idea what it's doing. It's not like it's enjoying the process or thinking, ooh, I should go over here.
Right.
Pointless.
And also then, how are we going to use this for... Yeah. I mean, some things they do for science and you go, okay, I can see that they have to get to A, B, C before they get to D.
Yep.
But where's this leading? Is this goldfish having wheels? That's it?
Sharks driving.
We don't have to do stuff just because we can, right? Can't you look at something and go, let me think. Can we teach a goldfish to drive?
I don't think we really need that after all.
Maybe we could, but let's not.
Well, you're actually teaching it. You're just sort of throwing it in front of a thing and making the computer follow its eye moves.
Yes, but it's sort of, they have sort of trained them to draw, like to avoid things. And yes.
I think you're high.
I know you think I'm high, and I could be high, but also this is true.
But also this is true. Okay.
Researchers at Purdue University in Indiana, did this study, and they've also, and you remember the robot dogs that we keep talking about.
Yes. Well, that makes a weird sort of sense.
No. Doing parkour?
It's a terrible idea.
Have you seen it doing parkour? Have you seen that? It's running, jumping off this, jumping off that, and somersaulting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Have they not seen
well,
any movies?
Well, when the aliens finally show up, maybe they'll be on our... No, they probably won't be on our side. They'll turn to the aliens.
They're
going to
turn before the aliens come, and then we're going to be worshiping these stupid things that we did. We're going to be at the... We're going to go, what do you want, fish, goldfish leader?
Literally, take us to your leader.
Let's stop doing that. By the way, also, pigs are capable of learning how to play video games.
Do they enjoy it?
I don't...
Are they better than me?
I don't...
Can we bet
them? Are they better than you? Yes, I would assume that they would be.
So if they lose, we can turn them into bacon.
They can manipulate a joystick with their snouts.
I know that feeling.
I don't know what that meant, but I know that I do not like it. I'm not a fan of it.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, drop it, drop it. Make it fall to the floor.
No, it'd be ridiculous. I'm just rearranging furniture. That's my job here.
That's awesome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Fact.
Your childhood is weird.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple in Arizona accused of leaving their 11-year-old son home over the holidays.
Wow, by himself?
Hmm?
11. Hold on a second. Let me think. I was 13. I was home for 2 weeks on my own.
Were
basically.
You?
Yeah, basically. Dad would wander home about 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
And that was it?
Yeah. Then he'd be home until the next morning, 5 or 6, 7, 8, whatever.
But right.
Yeah, but so he was by himself.
Okay, I got you.
Arizona.
This kid was by himself.
Right.
there's a couple, they are facing child abuse charges, of course, because they left the 11-year-old home for weeks. The Cochise County Sheriff's Office said that it received a call on December 12th. Hey, there's a house, and it seems like there's only a kid there.
What's he doing letting anybody know he's there, man? He goes, yeah, lay low.
I'm guessing it was a neighbor.
Right.
I don't know if it was the 11-year-old or not. Maybe he called and said, I'm scared.
Yeah,
you
sure
know what kind of 11-year-old he is. Well, he's not necessarily like you and I, of course. Of course, it would have been the greatest thing ever.
Yes, it was.
So they stopped by, and they called all the relatives, and there were no real relatives to get a hold of, so they put him into the state's care.
Now, so, you know, it's weird. During the holidays, I saw a whole bunch of If Home Alone Happened Now.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't... I never saw the movie, actually, but I know that...
You're all right.
Yeah. And now you just, you know, text mom, hey, you left me here. Come pick me up. I mean...
Sure, there's that.
Right. But very different times.
Although I don't know that the couple was necessarily available for text.
Right.
Yeah. Deputies responded to the house. The boy told them that his mother went out of state before Thanksgiving.
Oh, geez. That's a little long.
And his father left right after. Fun. So basically, from Thanksgiving on.
Okay, bye.
He said he had not attended school for at least 2 weeks.
Woo!
Which, by the way,
yeah, you know,
no way am I going to school at that
place. Hell no.
Nope, just no. Not.
What's he eating, though? I mean, he must have run out of
food. He did say that there was food in the freezer.
Wow. In the freezer?
Yes.
Like meat.
Right.
Unknown origin.
Sure. Some type of mystery meat.
Wow.
But who? You don't care when you're 11.
No, true. As long as you got your Pop-Tarts, you're good to go.
I'm not going to school either.
No.
Authorities tried to contact the parents and the family members, and then the boy was turned over to Child Protective Services. The Sheriff's Department said the parents returned home on Melissa Green returned home, the mom, on December 29th. Left so before Thanksgiving.
And left through Christmas.
Yes.
Real nice.
Yes, all the way through Christmas.
Hey, kid, have a nice Christmas.
Correct.
Wow.
And Bobby Joe Green, of course his name's Bobby Joe.
Sure.
This has to be a Florida story, but it is Arizona.
Well, they're similar.
40 then also returned, and they were both arrested, and they were both charged with 3 counts of child neglect.
What was their flimsy excuse?
And their bonds are set at $100,000. There's no mention.
Nothing. What whatever, man.
I mean, is there an excuse?
Not, no.
There's no excuse that works there.
No.
Oh, I got an urgent business call. My mom got sick. Like,
I didn't feel like it.
It's okay to, then you would go, okay, yeah. So I called the next day and I said, hey, I'm really sorry I left you home for a night.
Yeah.
And here's how we're going to take care. They didn't care at
right.
all.
Right. And they didn't even go together somewhere. They took off.
No.
Yeah.
Just felt
it's
like
a loving family.
Getting away.
Yeah.
And by the way, after reading some of the stories about some of the holidays this past.
Yeah, maybe not such
might
a bad
be the
situation.
Worst thing.
Yeah.
To not be home with this couple. Not be home with Bobby Joe and Melissa Green.
Oh, you guys. I bet they just moved there from Florida, though. I'll buy that.
And went back to Florida to visit.
Because it's such a wonderful place.
That's probably true.
Question for you, young Kevin.
Yes, sir.
How long do you think it's okay to keep saying Happy New Year? What's the cutoff date?
I don't know. I'm not the Grinch. I'm not grouchy about it. I don't...
I don't ever care about it.
It's been 4 days, 5 days. Stop
it. Yeah. I don't either. Doesn't matter to me.
But I feel like it depends. I don't know. Because it depends on if it's the first time you've talked to somebody.
Right.
So I texted somebody yesterday that I hadn't talked to in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I said Happy New Year.
Right.
Just because that made sense.
Right.
But to people that I've, you know, seen, then I don't really feel
right.
The
say it again.
Yeah. Ever. Really ever. And my least favorite is, see you next year. That's my least favorite joke.
That's such a bad dad joke.
That's the so December bad. 26th through December 31st. Oh, we're not going to watch that show again until next year. Stop.
I'm not going to have another drink on the 31st at 11:59 till next year.
Exactly. Yes. And that brings up New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Do you make them?
Me, no.
You don't make?
No, I...
Did you ever?
Not really. I just always figure, like, if I want to stop, you know, whatever, I'll stop it now. I'm not going to wait until an arbitrary date.
Yeah, it is dumb.
Yeah, let's do it now.
It is dumb. And the other thing is, it seems like a part B of the New Year's resolution is you make a plan.
Right.
And you start on January 1st.
Right.
And really, honestly, the first time you mess up, you quit.
That's true.
That's how it works.
That's a fact.
So
people do that.
You have to remain undefeated for the year or you don't.
Yeah.
And so that never made sense to me. So if I'm going to stop smoking, for example.
Right.
weed.
That's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. But you would think, like, okay, well, it's January 8th, and I went for 8 days, and that's pretty good. So I need to keep going, even though I just slipped.
Right.
But that's not how people think about
New
Year's
resolutions. I wonder if that's like a built-in excuse. Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, when I fail, oh, well, I didn't really want to do it anyway.
Probably.
Or whatever.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
But I've just never understood that, because if you want to stop smoking, that is a thing that you could start doing at any point in the year.
Right.
And you're going to have to do it through the new year, and you're going to have to
fight
January.
Yourself
yes.
every day.
Yes.
Probably for the rest of your life, or at least for a good long
probably.
Time.
Yeah, probably. So why make a New Year's resolution? Doesn't
right.
make any
why
sense.
Why set a date?
What am I going to do this year that I'm not going to ever fail doing?
Right.
Do you know of anyone that made a New Year's resolution that was like,
I kept it.
I think I can
offhand, but I'm very sure I know. I have a couple friends that are, you know, super determined,
well,
like, really motivated. I know they got
to
get out of my life.
You need to cut them loose. You have no room for people like that in your life.
Hell no.
Listen,
you're so right.
People make mistakes. That's a thing.
Yeah.
But having said that, you're also like, semi-committing. I am going to, for the next 365 days, accomplish fill in the blank.
Right.
Or not accomplish fill in the blank. And it's more of a serious promise than I should probably stop eating that food at some point soon.
Right.
To take care
I guess
of myself.
It gives you a, you know, I mean, I'm okay
it's kind
with
of a natural restart.
Yeah. And I'm okay with everything being chaotic and just whenever. So I just will jump into it. But I can see, like, okay, here's where I'm going to.
Right.
You know, I can see that kind of thinking.
But that's what makes it funny.
What?
And we're going to take calls on people who have already ruined their New Year's resolution.
It's the
shortest amount of time.
Of January.
Yes. The shortest amount of time between the time that you thought you were going to keep your New Year's resolution,
right,
and then you blew it. I guarantee you within the first three calls, we'll get somebody that blew it in the first hour.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
That's how it works.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I am not going to drink for the entire, I'll have one. Thank you. That's kind of how it works.
Waiter!
So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, if you made a New Year's resolution and already blew it. The earlier, the better.
And you know, hats off to you. We're not going to chastise you.
No, we don't care. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't like to make promises that I can't keep.
Exactly. I promise, starting January 5th, I will never make fun of someone again.
We are talking about New Year's resolutions. Coming up later this hour, we have a chance for you to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow night.
Oh, nice.
So
awesome.
We'll give away those tickets coming up before 5 o'clock. Right now, though, we're talking about New Year's resolutions. Do you make them? And what is the shortest amount of time before you broke it? That's what we're looking for. You have one? Do you make one?
13 years ago today, I stopped smoking.
All right.
Wow, well done. Damn.
Yeah, and I did it. I used a patch. It worked. And I know you guys want ones that didn't work.
Right. No, but you made it.
Yeah, no, that's good.
But I made it. It took 8 weeks. I used the Walmart patch because it was cheaper than the net. The other one.
Sure, whatever it takes.
Anyway,
and
it worked, and I did it.
Look at you.
But
also, it doesn't sound like it was a New Year's resolution because it's January 5th.
I know. It was my New Year's resolution, and my girlfriend at the time finally got me to start on the 5th.
What?
You know, it was.
Are you talking about? It was my New Year's resolution, but my girlfriend got me to start it on the 5th.
Why?
Yeah, because she gave me a little bit of leeway.
Oh, well, that's good. You know, you got a little breathing room in there.
And it worked. And you know what? It's funny, though, because I still have, like, dreams that I smoke.
Sure.
Oh, really?
I wake up with that taste in your mouth.
Right. Wow.
You know, but I successfully, I mean, today, 13 years ago.
Wow, that is amazing.
2009.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, well done.
That's not at all what we're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
And congratulations.
My wife actually just texted me. She reminded me that she stopped eating red meat on January 1st, 1990.
And hasn't since?
Not once. She has not been caught with a meat in her mouth.
She's...
No, but yeah.
One of your biggest complaints.
This is not what we're looking for. We're looking for failures. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station, yes?
Yes, should I pinch you? I want to make sure you're actually here.
I'm here.
4:18 on Wednesday, January 5th.
Kevin, of course we're here.
For a while, you weren't, you know?
No, we were on the whole time.
Oh, right. I thought
we've been on through the entire holiday.
Oh, I was so
every
confused.
Day.
Well, now we're for sure.
Right. Or?
We've rebuilt Kevin, made out of Legos. Yes,
oh, no,
exactly.
I'm I'm an iron horse. I don't know what that means. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, and especially the ones that you were very serious about and then blew it really quickly after the new year began. KLOS, hello.
I made one to stop smoking weed.
Why?
No, I'm sorry.
What I meant was, how have you done?
How the hell did you do it?
Actually, it didn't work out so well.
I'm sorry. I really should stop selling you marijuana.
What was the amount of time between midnight January 1st, and when you started again?
The first time you put on a Cheech and Chong album, man. Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty much broken like by January 2nd.
All right. That's what we're looking for.
That is what we're looking for, yeah. That's right, fantastic. KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Hi there. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. Did you make one?
Well, I have this real hot neighbor lady. And I asked her if she made a New Year's resolution. She said to me, F you. So I'm really looking forward.
I like that. I appreciate that.
Well told.
Well said, sir. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. New Year's resolutions? You
failed?
You make them?
I did. That guy inspired me. So I quit smoking on the first. Mm-hmm. And just quit again on the 5th.
Well, you know, so now you can say the 5th as well.
But wait, hold on. So how long was it at 12:01 a.m. January 1st until you smoked again?
About 8 o'clock last night, so 4 days.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
But you started it again. That's the key.
You know, there's a commercial, and I generally hate commercials and all those, like, you know, like wonderful things they have to say, whatever. But they said the every time you quit is part of the story of the time you when you are quitting. Do you know what I mean?
No,
it came out terribly. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yes, I totally do.
Can you say it better?
Yeah, please say it
better. Can you say it better for us?
So humans can understand.
Well, no, each time you quit, you're quitting again or something. I know the commercial.
Yeah. We suck.
We're not good.
I just pulled over to have my last one, and then
just
when
now?
I got back in the car. No, like 20 minutes ago, and then I got in the car, and you guys were like, okay, who's already put on your resolution? And I was like, dang it, they're talking to me.
All right, well, call us in 13 years and tell us how you did, okay?
I will.
And remember, failure is just one link in the chain of what you're doing.
Go to hell!
You're awesome.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You failed. How quickly? You yell barracuda, everyone's like, huh? What?
But you yell shark on the 4th of July.
That was a good stare.
Sorry, it was just staring at me what did you want from me there? Tell me what you wanted me to do.
We need to go video so everybody
Tell me
can
what
see.
You wanted me to do right there.
We can quote the next line from Jaws,
nope.
Man.
Nope. I will not do that.
Fair
you know me. I'm built the other way.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I didn't really expect
If you're
that.
Forcing me into a position, I will just say no.
Exactly.
I will deny it.
I get the look, and I love the look. Yes. It's hilarious.
We're talking about New Year's resolutions. Neither of us make them.
Nope.
But a lot of people like to make them, and it always seems like it doesn't take very long before you break a New Year's resolution.
Right.
And that's what we're looking for. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I made a New Year's resolution to go to the gym more. So I renamed the John the gym. Now I go to the gym every morning.
Nice.
Hey, you can start bottling your farts if you're making enough of them on a regular basis. Sell them.
I'm doing that too.
Nice.
All right. This guy's got a real great year ahead of him. And the old deuce deuce.
I can't wait for you to send me one. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Maybe I could.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes. Yay.
You two slackers.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
We're going to take a couple years off.
How was your holiday?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Excellent.
Without you guys, because I had to listen to the worst of Kevin and Sluggo.
You got a lot of it, too.
Now it's live worst. So congrats.
Well, okay, so I have a New Year's resolution.
Which is?
Never to call Kevin and Sluggo during the worst of the Kevin.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a good resolution.
Did you call a lot?
Wait a minute. Have I just broken my resolution?
Yes, you're speaking to us back in time. We're actually on a beach in Acapulco.
But we'll be back right after the new year. What?
Sir, language.
That's fish talk.
Fish talk. Gotcha. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I tried to stop listening to KLOS on New Year's Eve.
Right.
But that only lasted 5 minutes.
Oh, good. That's good.
Good work.
It's amazing. I don't understand it, but good. Thanks for calling, man.
A strange choice in the beginning. If you haven't seen live hockey, you need to see live hockey.
Yeah,
that's
go.
That's just a thing.
Do it.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 4 tickets for you to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators. This is tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or if you want to call now, we've got some hockey slang for you.
Ah, okay.
It's relatively simple hockey slang.
Okay.
So if you know the game, give us a call right now. It's 818-955-KLOS. Play a game. If you get it right, you'll go into a drawing and somebody will win those tickets.
And make sure you can go tomorrow night. The game is tomorrow night at what it was, a Staples Center. So if you can go, then call now. Good luck.
We have tickets for the LA Kings tomorrow night as they play the Nashville Predators. KLOS, who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian.
This is Brian. Yes.
We are playing a game to give away some tickets for some LA Kings, for an LA Kings game. You in?
Yes, I would love to. I would love to go.
It's 4 tickets to see the Kings play the Nashville Predators tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. I'm going to give you a slang term. If you can tell me what it means, you will go into the drawing. All right?
Okay.
This one actually exists sort of in 2 sports, but this is cherry picker. What is a cherry picker?
Someone who hangs behind the net.
No, sorry.
Ah, damn. Sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
No, they hang behind the opposing team's defense, but they have to be onside, so they can't be behind them.
So that'd be off. That'd be off.
That would be offside.
Right.
Yes.
Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Although that's technically what basketball cherry picking is.
Yeah.
All right. KLOS, hello.
You're going to talk over me?
Huh? Yes.
Oh, yeah, forever.
What's your name?
Greg.
Greg. All right. Greg. Smartass Greg. Okay. All right, are you ready?
Always.
What does it mean, coast to coast? What does that mean?
Going from one end of the rink to the other.
That is correct.
Nice.
Nicely done.
You are in the drawing. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Jovan.
Jovan, are you ready for a little hockey slang?
Yes, I am.
All right. Goon.
Come on.
Goon?
Yeah. Goon.
That's what everybody calls me.
Right.
That's like the defender. He's a guy that can throw down with you.
He's basically a fighter, yes.
All right.
Correct.
He's basically a fighter, yeah.
Yep. You are now in the drawing, Javon. Don't go away. Yeah, goon.
Interesting. I never thought of a goon being a forward. Of course that makes sense.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hey, Sev. How are you?
Your name is Stev?
Sev.
Sev. S-E-V.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Are you ready for your hockey slang?
Definitely.
What does it mean to light the lamp?
Means to score a goal.
It does mean to score a goal. Yes,
wow,
nicely done.
We got some serious
I love it.
Hockey fans here-ish.
You just need to make sure, that's all.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
Seb, you're in the drawing. Don't wander off. Hold on a second. Hi, right. KLOS, who are you?
This is Rosanna.
Rosanna, you know hockey?
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to give you a shot. I'm going to give you some slang.
Yeah, so you could go to the Kings game tomorrow if you maybe win tomorrow night?
Sure.
Correct, all right. Okay. What does it mean to say stack the pads?
To what?
Stack the pads.
Oh my god, I don't even know.
That sounds like a really weird commercial, actually.
It does, yeah.
You know, when you stack the pads.
When it's that time of month.
Sorry, Rosanna, what does it mean?
Thank you for calling. So the goalie lays on his side and puts both of his giant shin pads on top of each other.
Oh. Rosanna, do you do a lot on the ice? Do you lay down on the side, on your side, and stack your pads?
We do a lot of different things on the ice, but...
Oh, all right, okay.
Nice.
All right.
All right, well, thanks for playing anyway. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
My name is Dennis.
Dennis?
Dennis, you will be our last contestant. Wraparound is your term. What does wraparound mean?
Wraparound, when the player wraps the puck around the net and scores a goal.
Correct. That is nice. Correct.
Very good. All right, you're in the drawing, which Kevin is now going to do. He's throwing all the names into a hat. He's spitting, and that's... Kevin, don't spit in the hat!
It's part of it, dude. Ah, it's part of the magic.
Gross.
Part of
I'm
the
not
magic.
Drawing him out this time, then. You do it.
Jovine.
Jovan.
Jovan.
He is on line 8. Jovan, you're on line 8.
Hey.
And you win.
You won the tickets.
Oh, sweet.
You nice get to go tomorrow done. Night.
4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Nashville Predators tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena, which is formerly Staples Center. Get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, and you won 4 tickets for free. Congrats.
Sweet. Hell yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Javon, would you do me a favor now?
Yeah.
Help me tell everybody else that you just beat out that they don't get to go, and that would include Greg, Sev, and Dennis. They're all on the line. Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, guess who won?
Who?
Jovan.
It was Jovan. Oh. Yeah, sorry.
Do you have anything to say to Jovan?
Jovan, enjoy the Kings game.
Enjoy the Kings game. There you go.
Wow.
That's nice.
Listen to that. What a pussy.
I'm an old school Kings fan. Are you? I'm
fight in the parking lot. Fight.
Me in the parking lot. Yeah.
All right. Don't be a goon. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're actually here.
Yeah. Actually wandered back into the building. What are we thinking?
We're working again.
We had a bunch of days off. So we just kept going.
It was quite fun.
Yeah, it was nice.
And yet this is fun as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Then we will never come back.
It's only up to $630 million.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Who cares?
So the drawing's in just under 3 hours.
Oh, man. I can't wait. How many tickets do you have?
And I don't have any yet.
What?
How many will I have? Two.
Just two?
Because it doubles your chances. Totally kidding. That makes math people crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Because it doesn't double your chances.
So that's exactly right. It 100% doubles your chances.
$630 million, though. Turns out to be, if you're going to take the cash value, just the one-time payout, instead of over you, it would be almost $450 million.
Wow!
Yeah.
Usually, like, you know, it is $450 or whatever, and you take the cash value, and it's $10 or whatever.
Right, exactly.
But that's pretty decent.
Still $450.
Wow.
How great is that?
Yeah. So what are you going to do with your winnings?
See, that's the question.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to make everybody be nice to me.
Yeah, they just automatically will be.
I'll walk around, and somebody will look at me wrong, and I'll go, you're out.
And you can pay to have it taken care of.
Take out my little. I'm not going to have them killed. I just mean I'm taking them out of my people to give money to.
Right.
List.
Where am I on that list?
I don't know what I would do. I don't see your name.
Damn it.
I don't know what I would do first. What would you do first?
I would get a hold. I have someone that I will contact, and she will help me hide, vanish, disappear.
Okay.
Save the money.
All right. Let's say that that's an accepted answer.
Mm-hmm.
And a given.
A given. Oh, okay. So once you get a hold of your person to help you make you vanish from the earth.
Right. Then you're going to pay your debts. We get that.
Sure. That'll.
That's also a given and means nothing to that amount.
No, right. Okay. Yes. Okay. So don't care about how you're going to put it away.
Right.
And don't care about taking care of bills.
Right. Because that's going to happen and you don't have any problem.
And then
what's the first thing?
I think also taking care of friends and family, that kind of stuff. That's just, I mean, that's nice and
that's
all.
That's fine.
But we're looking for the big picture.
Right.
I literally will buy an island.
Buy an island?
Yes.
Okay.
A small one. Put a house on it.
Mm-hmm.
Move there. That's what I'll do. And maybe
I'll
do
it. Would you be happy not seeing another human being other than...
I would still go in and see my friends and stuff. But
no,
yeah,
you wouldn't.
You're probably right. No, I'd be happy.
How often would I see you? If you won this amount of money, how often would I see you?
Anytime you came to the island. You just hang out with my wife and I because we love to spend.
Where's
all our time
the
together.
Island?
You know that I don't know for sure.
You haven't picked one out.
Yeah, Mediterranean. Yeah, I like the little islands. There's some really ridiculous small island that's fairly easy to get to, fairly close to the mainland.
I would need it to be fairly close because I need to do stuff.
Yeah, do you? You still want to be in society in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a great concert, I might definitely want to go, and they're not going to come play your island, so you would have to leave the island.
You got a lot of money.
Well, that's true.
Still, it would go pretty fast if you started having
that's
a Van Halen show up.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying you love concerts.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Well, yeah, movies. But I'd have a giant theater in my house. I would have a bowling lane, one.
Just one lane?
Yeah, and I'd probably never use it. Like, I had a pool table when I was a kid. My dad went nuts and bought us a pool table and put it in the living room.
That's a party.
It was, and we played for maybe 6 weeks, and it just sat there for years.
Never played.
No, not really. My friends would come over.
What kind of car would you get? And then we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS. We understand bills.
Right.
We understand somebody to manage it. We understand that. And friends and family. Leave all of that out of the equation. Then what?
We're looking for the bigger picture.
Because I feel like I would go to a car dealership. And just go that.
Which one?
And that. And then that.
Is there one at the top of your list, like an absolute must-have?
I don't really have... I'm not really a car guy.
But that's the first thing you go to is a car, which is very Los Angeles of you.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, but so,
and
I mean...
And then, if I get three, so now I know I'm a terrible driver. Now I'm just like banging into things. I go, so what? I got another one.
Some dude in a Lamborghini smashed into me and took off. Threw some money at me.
Throw this one away. I've got another one.
All right, so you'd buy an ass load of cars and then what would you do?
I would do a lot of traveling. I love traveling. I do a lot of traveling.
Yeah. So you come to the island in the Mediterranean where I'm living.
No, I'm not coming
there. Damn you! Any place at the top of your list?
Well, there's so many. Yeah. I love traveling. So, I mean, would I go to Vegas, though? How much? How would you control yourself in Vegas?
Would you care, though? But I mean, that's always been a question. If you're really... No, but I mean, you know, if you have I guess you go bananas and lose it all. I suppose that's possible. But the fact of winning now, is it as interesting now that you've only got...
Is it as interesting?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think...
Would... I'm playing blackjack for $125 right. a hand.
Right.
What does that mean to me if I have $450 million.
I'm a little afraid to win. I almost think maybe I shouldn't win because then it'll ruin Vegas for me, and I love Vegas.
So you don't want to win the lottery, $450 million cash, because it would take away your
Vegas
enjoyment
fun?
In Vegas?
That is weird, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
All right, I guess I throw that away. I'll take the $630 and then $450 in cash. I'll do it. I'll make that sacrifice.
Wow, that's really great.
I know.
That's really great of you.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. What do you do with the money if you win? By yourself, by the way. There's no splitting it. There's nobody else got the same number.
No.
You get the whole package.
Yeah.
And what do you do with it? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about the lottery tonight. The Powerball lottery is up to $630 million. By the way, I was at a gas station, and I looked at a different lottery, one of the other smaller lotteries.
Right.
And it was worth only $10
million.
And I did. And then I was
$10 million.
Right. And then I thought, you blew your nose out. I can't even get my head around $10 million.
Right.
And I'm looking at it like it's disgusting. How dare you suggest I buy a lottery ticket for that tiny amount of money? But it's up to $630 million. And the question is, what would you do with that money?
What would I not do is the first question. This is what I'm going to do.
All right.
We're going to go to any strip club, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the prettiest ladies, all
right? Right.
Just give them some cash and walk out. That's what they want. At the end of the day, they want some cash. Then I'm gonna
Did you say give them some cash and then just walk out?
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to do to enjoy that? I got $450 million. Those women ain't to me.
So you're just going to give them some cash and split and they don't even have to do their dance for you or anything?
No,
that's cool.
What a bizarre
weird.
Human being
that
you
is
are.
Very weird, and I like it.
He's like, you know what? I don't need this dance, but here's some cash.
All right. Well,
yeah, you want to flash your, you know, everything at me? Go ahead. I don't care if you want.
If you must, yeah. And Debbie is very happy about what you're saying. That's very cool. Debbie's very happy to hear.
Sure.
Hi, KLOS. What are you going to do with your winnings tonight?
I am going to buy KLOS and fire all you guys.
Yes. Who do you start with? Who do you fire first?
Yeah. I'm going to start with...
Hey, I just started here.
Dude, thanks for calling.
I don't like when you're looking at me like that. That's not cool. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, what's up? This is Danny from Santana.
Hey, Danny.
What are you going to do with your $630 million you're going to win tonight?
I will probably stay humble, but I will definitely buy properties around the country, at least.
Oh, okay. That's a good...
You have, like, houses in New York, Chicago, maybe Midwest?
Not in the big cities. I'm talking about places that are kind of, like, secluded to people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of in the middle of nowhere.
That's kind of an investment. I think that's probably a wise idea. I'm not excited about it as a result.
No, I wouldn't want to invest if the houses the people go in there. The house is going to be for me and my people.
Okay. Right on. So you can party and trash the place and who cares what
happens. Are we your people?
Yeah, we're your people, right?
Well, you know.
So the lottery's up to $630 million.
Oh, man, and I've got my tickets. I can't wait tonight.
You don't buy them, do you?
No.
I'm going to leave here and buy some.
Yeah, do it.
I am.
Yeah. I do. I have a bunch at home, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just not the human in the house that buys them.
I got you.
Yeah, I don't go into stores.
You will take part in the winnings.
Yes.
So the question is, what do you do with $630 million?
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pay Jonathan $4 million because I told him if he sells me a winning ticket, I'd give him $4 million. Then I'm going to buy me a Blue Origin rocket, paint it all the colors that I want, and then I'm going to build me a place where I can survive and ride out the zombie apocalypse.
And where are you going to build that? On the moon?
I'm not telling nobody. Hell no. My money.
You hate to give that away because...
No, I'm only...
Well, I mean, wait, he did say rocket, so
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. The moon. Okay, somebody's thinking, somebody's listening.
Dark side of the moon?
maybe we could do an album and
that's a stupid
album. Well, you're going to need some DJs with you, so please take us to the moon. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We are good. You just won the $630 million lottery. What do you do?
The first thing I do is make a recording studio, because I'm a musician and I'd like the young musicians and I would make the baddest recording studio and offer free sessions for all the kids so we can get music back and rock and roll a little bit more back in the
country. Like it. I like it.
That's a great
that is.
Answer that's thoughtful.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I like that.
Have you actually thought about it over the years? Like if you won, you would this is what you would do?
Many, many times.
Yeah. Right on.
I hope you win.
Hey, as long as we're at it, you got any new and upcoming bands that you like that you'd have to come and record in your studio?
There's these kids from Norman, Oklahoma. I can't say their name yet, but they're like 14 and 15.
All right.
And they're on their way out.
Well, good.
But the second thing I would do is I would make sure every vehicle I had or every radio I had tuned you guys in because I would no longer be going to work and listening to you guys, but I still got to listen to you guys.
Wow, you still need the rock in your ears.
Nicest human being good. Ever.
Yeah, right on, man. All right, well, apart from us winning, we hope you win.
Peace, love, and everything else.
Same to you.
Cheers,
thank
man.
You. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about a $630 million lottery.
Oh, that'll ruin a person.
Yeah. Ruin me.
There are a lot of stories of that kind of money ruining
that
people.
That is a fact. Yeah. And then people run out, and then they're screwed.
Yep.
Because they were total dicks to everybody.
Yeah. They're worse off than they were before.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you do with the money?
I'd probably give it away.
Oh, okay. Well, my name is Sluggo.
Right. What?
And I am at KLOS.
You would give it all away?
I will take it all. Don't question him. Don't make him think, hey, maybe that's not a good idea. I want this.
Yeah.
95.5, KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And time for what we learned.
Yeah, it's the end of the first day back after 19 days. That's going to be kind of a record for taking some time.
It does. It does seem like forever.
We are so lazy.
I need a weekend. We ended last year talking about a hot woman who sells her farts, and apparently she had to stop because she thought she was having a heart attack instead of what she wanted, which was a fart attack. But she didn't. She had to stop selling it. My question is, what happens to my 36 orders? Do I get refunds?
Yeah, good question.
Do I get refunds?
Thank you.
There's scientists in Israel are building fish cars.
What?
They're fish tanks on wheels.
That's right.
And then they're teaching goldfish to drive.
This file under why?
What?
Or you could file there too. Ooh, going for the record. Going for the gold. Ooh, getting red. Eyes starting to bulge out. Wow, your eyes are really bulging out. Wow. Holy cow. Oh my God. Wow.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Also, wow. New Year's resolutions don't work, so stop it.
All right, I'm going home to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.